The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
So inevitably, this session, as has been tradition for the last few, will be interrupted by the delivery of Jimmy John's because we've been waiting for 45 minutes for those freaky fast subs.
They're big sandwiches. Team is delivering them.
That's right.
A team of horses.
We knew we were supposed to start at 11, so we ordered food at 12.
It is 12:30. Big, you got to get better at starting this on time, man.
100%.
Come on, Green.
Expecting the subs ordered at 11:30 would be here before now, and perhaps
freaky
even consumed.
Fast my ass.
Shout out to Jimmy John's.
Sponsorship, please.
Take sponsorship and subs
we'll
on time.
We'll order a sandwich now for next session.
Yeah, no, hey. Hey, I'm going to be back at this address in 2.5 weeks. You think you can get that sub there by then?
It's going to be a tight one.
Get that Wells Fargo wagon going. So anyway, this is episode 20, I believe. And while we're waiting for Jimmy John's, the guys decided to study the map and think about where they're going for probably only the second time. So that's cool. We're in the middle. You guys are in Orolunga. You're at the top of the temple. Stonebolt has appeared out of nowhere with the story of talking to a magic snake in another time and a man and his unspeaking companion. So we'll start there. I'm assuming there's going to be at least a little discussion on where to go and what you guys want to do. So what do you want to do?
I think we've already come back down from the pyramid. Yeah?
I thought it's up to you. Do you want to continue to expect the ziggurat?
Right. What's up, guys? Just met a naga and got this charm. Don't know what it does, but it looked cool. Also, I met that dude we're looking for.
The father of the... What's her name?
That's it.
I believe her name is Zandala.
This guy's name I didn't pay that much attention.
He is Artis, and Dragonbait was his friend, who I think was a half-dragon.
I'm assuming you're making that name up.
No, it's legit. I wrote it down.
Dragonbait?
Yeah.
You can write.
A little bit.
Do you have a... you probably rolled this last time, but do you have some sort of...
What would that be?
No, like... nature. I feel like you rolled nature last time, but you should have a good nature.
I had survival. I don't have nature.
I'll give you survival, sure.
Hey. Then I'll give you a roll. Nat 20.
He survived!
He's a survivor... Sing a song, Flynn.
Not gonna give up. Come on, survivor. Humping, tossing.
That's it. Show's canceled now.
Ready to play some football?
Do you want to play some football?
Lucas, remix that.
Do you want to play some football?
We got our first snort. I love it.
The sandwich isn't even here. It's a good sign.
What about finishing mapping this place out, going back to town, talking to what's her tits, and then giving
going
the
back to town, all the way back to Port and Nzandu?
I do think we should at least finish mapping the basin.
We're almost to Omu.
We're not almost. Look at the map. We're not almost.
No, I don't want to. I like the map I have in my head better.
And this is why we need to make a new map.
Josh, do you have any training in Arcana? I'm assuming not.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I don't even have a positive intelligence modifier.
Because you got a 20, he is not a half-dragon. He's something you've never seen before. And you're positive. You're like, this is...
That's a con.
With the 20, I'll give the... I'll give anyone who's...
Yanti looking.
I'll give you guys a... anyone who is trained in, I'll call it Arcana. I need some sort of history
roll. Should I roll this one?
Well, you want history or Arcana?
Well, I can't I play... I don't know if history is a thing, so when
it
I say
is.
History...
It's
okay.
A thing.
Do you have any history, Josh?
Okay. I mean, I got lots of history. I don't have no training in it.
As he is describing this, anyone who is trained in Arcana or history can make a roll at disadvantage.
For Arcana or history?
Whatever you want.
Well, that's a 4. Would have been a 19.
2.
Really? I thought I had more Arcana than that.
See, that's why I tried to move the mic.
Why?
Because you...
Oh.
I guess I'll take the 1, so 3.
Excellent. It's whatever you're describing, mm-hmm. neither of the two intelligent characters can describe.
You like realize you, my intelligence is 9.
Well.
Mine's also bad.
The we learned.
Smart character. I mean, smarter than Nigel.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you at?
None 11.
Oh, you're smarter than me, too.
We're the smartest people on this group, Flynn. This is dangerous.
And that tells you
I'm
something
tell you
about this
it.
Group.
Why don't you give me a history roll for
Do you have any training in it?
No, he doesn't.
Disadvantage. We'll give it a shot.
Oh, wonderful.
It was not meant to be.
This is the best description I've ever given of anything I've seen in my entire life.
It really is.
And you guys are just like...
I think it might be
so like
a
big cat?
Dragon.
No. Not a big cat at all.
Beer hat.
It's closer to a hat.
Beer hat.
That sounds like a half dragon.
What kind of hat?
Yeah, I thought so.
No, the one thing that you are certain of, that is not a half dragon. It's yeah. nothing that you've ever seen, and it bothers you a little bit. It's almost like something out of a tale or something.
Artis is leading an alien invasion of Schult. We have to go tell his daughter. His body's been taken over by the pod people.
This sounds a little far-fetched.
Well, you cast spells. I've seen you put a bonfire in water.
That's it, though.
And that's steamy.
I saw him punch an alligator. I don't think
of all the fantastical right? things that have happened in this campaign.
Don't question the alien invasion.
I saw this guy set off yeah. a trap.
I'm leaving the hags Whoa. Out.
He can pour mayonnaise from a jar and it keeps yeah. pouring.
Hey, I got that jar, thank you. It's my mayonnaise jar.
I hope Jimmy John delivers on a bicycle to justify this.
Rolls up on a moped.
I'm going to cause a ruckus.
So you guys are coming down from the ziggurat?
Coming yeah. down from the
I didn't
angels.
Know if you wanted to explore anymore
I'm
or not.
I'm trying to quit. It's not good for your health.
That's well, we already spent time looking around the ziggurat while he was in far, far away land.
Yeah.
Thought it was punting little...
Nothing appears to have changed.
I dropped him. I didn't punt him.
You drop-kicked him.
Did I?
I'm going to look
yeah,
down the ziggurat. Or is there like a posse of tiny people just like waiting?
As you look...
Three-foot
creature
face. I'm gonna staple him
too.
Oh god!
You must die.
As you
stay up here,
Flynn, as you look down, you actually see that everything that you guys encountered on the way up here has disappeared. It's like a straight set of steps.
We win. It's like Skyrim back door.
I didn't even have to ride a horse up a mountain
yet.
Yeah.
So as Bork looks down, all the thorns, all the animals you encountered, everything is, it looks like you could just walk right down. You could explore the entire ziggurat with no problem. All the places where the stones were broken, the thorns were covering them, everything looks repaired. It is ruined, but it's not the way at all that it was before you stepped in.
We should probably actually spend some time looking at
it. Yeah.
Because this is a temple, right? It's not just a pair of steps up to an empty room.
I thought it was just a pair of steps up to an empty room.
Oh, I mean, for our purposes initially, yeah. We need to see if there's anything divine in here Fodri can offend.
Oh! I'll take the case.
Just in the corner, that'll do it.
Remember when Josh asked if there were any magical items to aid us on our journey? And
classic.
The one time I've asked that question and it worked. 100%
success rate.
Jackpot! I'm retiring.
You see Eku is still standing down there at the base.
Ah, I forgot about her.
Sort of nods to you.
I wave.
Calls out, were you able to see the Oracle?
Some of us.
One of us.
I saw it. They gotta take my word for it now.
You've been blessed then. It is
told me I'm the chosen one. I'm to save the Matrix.
Excellent.
Is the Matrix a magic item?
I think so. I'm losing details fast.
Well, I want some money. I'm tired of tramping around the jungle and getting nothing out of it.
Let's go finish our map, go collect our payment, and tell one lady we want the reward for finding her dad.
That seems logical.
Yeah.
That's my dad. And I don't know you.
As you come down, so you were able to speak to the Oracle then. You were you were given guidance.
Yep. This is excellent. I asked for proof. That way I could show people. This is the scale she gave me.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then, she gave me this charm.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Should you just be fleshing that around?
It was charming.
He's going to take it from me.
You want me to hold it?
I think that's a good idea.
I want somebody else to hold it. I don't think I need the healing charm.
I'll take it.
Okay. You have the healing charm.
What does it do?
Get your pencil, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Its name is Supernatural Charm of Stonebold Cleave Often is Super Cool.
No, I'm not writing all that. I'll just put Cool Charm.
Okay. I accept that. Looks like a snake's head, so you can just say it's shaped like a dick.
Snake head. Parentheses. Uh-huh. Penis.
I wrote down unlimited uses.
Yeah, that seems right.
Somebody else got to correct that while we try and we bust through those rules.
Yeah, because that
it allows you to cast Greater Restoration. Put four times next to it. That's just for show, though. Unlimited. Lesser Restoration twice, also just for show.
Lesteration.
Lesser Restoration at twice the rate
of unlimited.
Twice the restoration.
Two uses
for half the price. Two times infinity.
Yep. And it's got a resale value of 40,000 gold.
Okay.
That number may be an estimate.
I got it. Cool charm.
Cool charm.
Super
no,
cool.
No, the supernatural charm of Stonebold Cleave Often is a very cool guy. God dang it, Flynn.
Cool charm.
Here, that's how we get two of these charms. Oh. I'm using my charm. I thought Flynn had it. No, I still got it written down.
I guess we both have it.
I still got a second one. He's got the unlimited use one.
That one's worth 40 grand.
Yep.
Already sold it.
Excellent. Excellent. It seems worth it then that we came to see the Oracle.
I think we have more of an idea of what to do after we finish our menial tasks.
We do?
Yeah. Oh. Going to Omu and then fighting the lizard dude.
Oh.
The Z.
And saving the world?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, at this point it's evening. She probably is going to encourage you to make camp. In case you don't remember, it took most of the day to even get from your boats. Yeah. From your canoes to where you're at now.
I don't know if I want to sleep here. I pissed off some little people.
Ask her where Mesra is.
Mesra?
Yeah.
What's Mesra?
It's a place... So the Naga told me about this dude. And he's a cult leader trying to bring about the end of the world. He's got a bunch of Yon-Ti working for him and an undead army. And his name is Raz-Nazi.
Did I already take notes on this?
Probably.
Yes, I did.
And Mesra is the city that he waged war on and presumably destroyed because Raz-Nazi's still kicking and Mesra's not drawn in.
Okay. On the map.
The map.
And then there's something about Peaks of Flame and Valley of Lost Honor written down here. Oh, the origin of the death curse is Omu.
Wow.
My stomach is actively growling now. Are we in Omu yet?
Omu. Omu.
Are we there yet?
He's looking up to see if he can tell us where the city is.
If your blood sugar gets too low, do you get diabetes? Can I see Jimmy John's?
Yep. Jimmy John's didn't get here on time. I have diabetes now.
I can assure you, not eating Jimmy John's in the next hour will not do anything damaging to your health. I'm pretty positive.
I'm going to hazard a guess that Mesro is on your map. I don't know for sure, but I think
it is. Are you saying
is.
That we're not... Oh, there it is.
He's going to sue!
Where?
It's over there.
Will someone else go get it? Okay. I paid.
I got you.
And I called twice.
What?
Pussy.
Is he here?
Yeah.
Go get
is
it.
He here? I thought you said he was here.
What? Mesra's on the map. We're talking about D&D.
Damn it!
If anything gives you diabetes, it's going to be the 10 packs of fudge stripe cookies you killed in a week.
It was six.
That makes it better.
No, six fudge stripe cookies or six packs of fudge stripe cookies?
Six packs in 1 week, not 10 packs in 1 week. They had a sale at Kroger.
That makes it healthy.
I think I exaggerated.
It was less than a pack a day, so it's fine.
So Eku points out you have a map with Mesro on it if you really wanted to go.
Now that is not... Around. Oh, there it is. See, not close.
Maybe I just spelled it wrong in my notes.
Well, for now, let's camp. We set up camp. On top of the ziggurat?
Yeah.
In the vicinity, I suppose. It doesn't really matter. All right, top.
Woo!
I'm going to sleep inside that room and hopefully get teleported.
Oh. Is that weird dreams?
Tripping.
What's going to protect me the most from the little people?
having more than one wall.
Oh.
I think sleeping inside the room's not a bad idea.
At least it will keep off any rain.
We have the high ground.
Yeah. If you guys want to set up camp up there, there's room now. You could even put a fire outside.
I'm going to start the fire in the room.
Yeah.
There's enough room in there for it to get a little smoky.
More than them.
It's a decent sized room. Thanks to Dave, let's roll like 20 days of weather.
Damn it.
So but many
it's
people.
Okay, because we have a roof.
Wait. She said to call her back if it's not in there to 15 to 20 minutes. I called at 12:21. It's now 12:44.
Sounds like.
Should I call?
You gotta call.
Yeah, give it a call.
Well, she did tell you to.
I don't
She's just flirting with you. She didn't make yourself to begin with.
Well.
What?
The driver's supposedly now in our area and he should be here super duper soon.
Oh my fucking god, I'm super duper over this.
So what I decided is this entire relationship that Fodge has built with the Jimmy John's lady on the phone, they both her and the driver came in hungover or high.
Mm.
And they just now made the sub.
Oh, I forgot the sub again. Has he called back? Not yet. Ring, ring. Oh, the sub.
Oh, no. Did I tell how she got slammed? Just by the
way. Please, miss, I can only get so hard. Just calling about my 18-inch girthy meaty sandwich.
That's about how hard I can get.
Oh, even in this weather.
Yeah. It's chilly.
That's a different restaurant.
Chili's!
They would have delivered by now.
Curbside to go.
Do they deliver?
They don't even exist, do they?
Chili's?
You've already ordered food from one place.
Did millennials kill Chili's too?
Millennials may have killed Chili's.
Ambrosia, is Chili's still in business? Huh.
Oh my god, don't leave me hanging.
So, the night passes.
Like nights do.
Uneventfully.
Okay.
Jackpot.
You've rested. You can mark off more of your salve and your foods. I think Flynn had fresh food at one point.
Sure.
Eku encourages you all to get up bright and early, just as the sun has come up, to try and get to the boats so you can actually make some headway today.
Jungle rooster.
What does this mean? I have rations 1 plus 15?
I think that's 25.
Is that what? No, but like, is that a plus or was I trying to keep count?
That's. I have no idea what that is.
Fodge has 4 rations.
How many rations do you have?
18.
I have 1 left.
And I'm not sharing.
I've got 6. When did you get 18 rations? And how?
I don't know. Probably when I forgot to mark them off.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what's happened.
I'm very wealthy. I buy.
I can't stop. I'm rich.
I also have. Let's do some math here.
I've got a stupid amount of bug salve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Fodge. Someone has stopped in front of my house.
Oh, it's not food.
They appear to have a Jimmy John sign on the top of their car.
Oh my god! They're coasting by.
Oh yeah. No! It's right here. It's
sir.
Right here.
Sir!
I'm back!
By the way, go to the door.
No.
I'm done.
This is what you waited for. I'm done.
Go,
no, go!
Over it.
I'm so tired of ordering the sandwich that I don't want the sandwich.
What am I gonna do?
Go!
Get the food!
Bring it to the door like he's paid to do.
Wow.
He will.
But if you open the door, he'll be like, yeah, that's the right house. Right now, he's just looking.
Yeah, he can't
see. You have clearly marked numbers on your home.
Yeah, but this guy, Fodge, I could have driven to Jimmy John's and been back in 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, that Jimmy John's is not far away. He's still sitting out there looking at my mailbox, which is marked.
Part of me just wants to see how long this will take at this point.
He's sitting there in the middle of the road.
Just go.
Just a nice fender bender.
Open the door.
I don't know if he's parked or not.
You don't have to go out to the car. You just open the door and wave at him. So help me God. He gets out and goes next door.
It's like, nope, I left your order at the store. I have to go back and get it.
Is Fodge having trouble opening my door at this point? Now he's going to ring the doorbell and wake up my kid.
Someone open Grady's door. Please, God, please get here.
Okay, the knob sticks.
It's broken.
It's not broken. The knob sticks.
Broken.
Just lift, Flynn.
Oh, God, it's broken. I told you it's broken.
Sorry,
that door's broken.
Then why did Flynn open in 5 seconds? Jesus.
I've never been this hungry in my life.
Yeah, you have.
Last time.
Did you guys get enough canoes to be riding doubles, or are you riding singles? I think you're riding doubles, yes.
I'm riding two things.
So Eku is theoretically a passenger and navigating with one group of you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know at one point you had like 9 canoes, but I think that got
those
rid of them.
Those are for wounded people.
Yes.
We shipped them on down.
That inevitably is going to happen, so I'm waiting for that
to happen. Body odor and cologne.
That's an Italian nightclub, baby.
You wonder why they call it an Italian nightclub.
They really nailed that sandwich.
How long have you been sitting on that one, Fodry?
No, it's just like legitimately, I've never
this sandwich
before.
Is almost ready. I just need to go rub it in some guy's armpit.
Oh my god.
Flynn is about ready to pass out from laughter. He's got an onion dangling from his mouth.
Very attractively. As nightclub onions are often that way.
Yeah.
Which two doofuses and which two doofuses are in a boat? I'm just curious.
Well, you all travel together.
So yeah, you two are together and you two are together.
We'll take,
which means you two are probably in the lead.
Mm. Sure.
We'll take what's her face with us.
I'm gonna bet not. Ah. If I needed your passive perceptions for anything, what would those be?
13.
14.
Get on my level. Father's character sheet's buried under a sandwich, chips, and a cookie.
Yep.
Don't roll.
14 for me.
Okay.
Passive perception.
13.
You get back to the boats, get everything set up. Eku would like to get down the river a little bit to try and get you guys back. She doesn't know quite where you're going, but obviously you're not going any deeper into the jungle.
We're trying to get back to the basin. Yeah.
Okay, so she's taking you back to the basin. So she wants to get a hex or two, you know, travel a little bit down the river and, you know, move a little bit faster.
Get a hex start.
Setting up camp and everything, we wanted to do a little bit of looking around the ziggurat while it was free of all the debris crap.
Yeah. You don't really notice anything because it is a ruin of... I don't remember if the Naga ever specified or not, but you get the sense that you've definitely traveled through time almost to speak to her, that you may have been in another space.
Yeah.
And from the glimpses you got outside, it was a city or... It was definitely a place of gathering with commerce and things going on.
Yep.
You do get the sense that this ruin is probably 500 to 1,000 years old. I mean, you're seeing very little in the way of markings that haven't already been described. You don't notice anything per se.
Got it.
So the travel back is relatively light and easy.
Sweet.
You get back to the boats. 2, 3, 4. Get underway.
Player of thumb. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. DM rolls are really great.
I like that. It's pretty good.
Now we fight these massive thumbs.
Almost.
We have slam attacks.
Well, I figured since we kept talking about somebody getting slammed.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Flynn.
Well,
I'm assuming 24 hits.
Yep.
What?
You would assume wrong, sir. Surprise! The super charm is super great.
So something vaguely...
thumbish.
Yes. It's...
The
something
eye of thumbish.
Something vaguely swamp thing esque. The beside your boat, almost swamping both of you.
What a swamp.
Bork and Paul. You just hear an explosion out of the water. I'm pretty sure Swamp Thing does this in the 86 movie. Mm-hmm. Like just suddenly like the boat threatens to get swamped. Is two massive tendrils come down on top of the boat and just smash right into you, Flynn.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Eku screams. Too late. Her passive perception was close, but definitely not enough. 12 damage, Flynn. As a tendril just punches you square in the face.
No, not his face.
That's
how he makes his money.
I poop from there.
Uh-oh.
What?
We gotta go back to the doctor. Right now you don't.
And I will go ahead and... If I get a surprise round, do I get my full attack, Dave, or do I get Oon of my multi-attack?
I think you get an action.
I think I get an action. So, I won't multi-attack slam, but I will take initiatives.
Well, multi-attack would be your action.
Oh, well then I'll take another one.
Thanks, Dave. Nope.
For later.
And I'll hit with the other tendril then. For 14 more damage. So this thing comes up out of the water and just swings. It's this large plant-like object that is just roaring as it comes up out of the water. It's larger than your boat. Swings with one tendril, swings with the other tendril, and you see that the tendrils start to wrap around your body, Flynn, and seem to be pulling it towards an open maw. Now we'll take initiatives.
Is this a shambling sort of plant mound?
It is vaguely moundish and does appear to be shambling.
Yeah. I'm going to pubis this mound.
19.
So Paul's a 19.
12.
Nolan is a 12.
I'm going to Price is Right, Nolan. 13.
You got a 13 for Stonebold.
12 as well. 15 dex.
Mine's 12.
So, I'm sure you go before Nolan. Mm-hmm. Bork goes there. Now I just need to roll for the pubis mons.
Hudi in the bushy. Bork, bork, bork.
Ooh.
How much is two wounds?
Fodge, did you get a 19?
Yes. Sweet. What? 1d8 plus the modifier.
You can jump it up a spell level.
Yep.
So let's kind of draw this out real quick. I'll give them some time to deep throat that sandwich a bit. Mm.
20 plus
5. Yeah.
Okay. I got a random roll to encounter one of these. I'm like, these are fun. I don't know if you've ever fought one before.
26 damage in one surprise round is pretty great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad we leveled up.
As they say colloquially, ouch.
And it, they have one of these in Curse of Strahd. You encounter it at level 2.
Oh.
Ow.
The game is basically like, you better learn to run.
This is absurd.
As Stonebold screams, "Beware the shambling mound!" Since he kind of knows what it is. It goes to Paul. Paul, you see this massive swamp thing, bigger than your boat, grappling your buddy.
I'm going to heal him.
It's a swamp.
No, I'm going to heal the
got to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
Making Chult great again.
What was that? Three. You get 8 HP back. Great to begin with. I'll inspire you.
Oh, inspired.
And I won't move. Oh, is that in a boat?
Oh, okay.
Could you pilot the boat away? Well, I guess it has.
You are grappled.
Yeah.
Grappled.
Okay, we're swapping these out. They just keep tumbling.
What's your max HP?
42.
Oh, so I didn't have to be that concerned, but still.
Well, I'm down.
26.
Yeah.
No.
I only got hit for 12. Can I bump that up a spell level and just do one more roll?
Is that okay? Sure. You're the machine gunner.
Can you use more spells? Yes, absolutely.
And Fadre, you are the howitzer.
How does that work? It's not plus at the end, right?
Yeah,
it's just an extra.
Plus modifier. Yeah.
Okay.
The mound goes next.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Because I rolled an 18. Fodge, can you make me a Would you like to? Do you have a weapon in hand?
I usually just have my megaphone.
So no, probably not. So would you like to try and punch the thing as it moves away?
The pin is mighty.
Can I just cast the spells in action? For
I don't think you get an attack of opportunity on it with a spell.
Yeah, you have to have Warcaster, which is what I just took.
Oh. I mean, I guess I might have. No.
So Fodge is the howitzer, right?
Yeah.
Flynn, can you make me a Constitution saving throw that you would like to make?
What's inspiration do?
You can use it on him.
Okay.
It adds, right now for him a d8.
It's a 20.
20 is good. This thing pulls, and you go in the maw. So he goes inside in a very unpleasant dark place, and that thing starts, shambling back the opposite way of the way you guys came.
Okay.
This way?
Yeah.
How far?
20 feet.
So I don't get, like, a resistance to not be pulled in, or...?
No, if it hits with both attacks, it pulls you in as part of its action.
You get to be a cleric.
Nice!
Flynn, you are now blind, restrained, and unable to breathe.
That's cool.
Stonebold.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
Well, I'm going to go after it.
Is it still visible, like on the surface of the water?
Yes, it is on the surface of the water. You are moving through water, so you probably are at half speed.
Doesn't slow me down, because I got those gloves.
That's fair enough.
And...
you like water walking over, like Dash in The Incredibles.
Yeah.
That is terrifying to envision. This guy with a mullet and a hair lip just running on the water. I'm Eat your heart out, Eddie. Jesus!
Here it comes! I guess I'll swing on a fool.
Seems pertinent.
I'm going to borrow this.
Do it.
I'll go ahead and get reckless with it.
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be great.
And he's big, so I got to be raging.
Is it an action to rage?
A bonus.
Yeah, he's good. He didn't quite get out of Josh's threat range.
Yep. 15.
A 15 will hit.
All right.
You carve into it.
Great triple weapon mastered.
You rend some bit of moss and bark off of it, and the thing just screams in rage.
I thought you were going to say you rend some bitch.
My weapon's special. It's plus one.
Ah.
Just in case he's got any resistances, try to get froggy with me.
When'd you get a plus one weapon?
We were in town.
When you
bought
it.
Yeah, remember? I had to leave my sword with a dude to get it back later.
You guys have left a lot of things that I feel like were being made at the armor smith or whatever, so.
That's probably true.
Flynn, you are restrained, so I think it's a disadvantage. Oh.
Because there's 13, 12.
But my dex is higher?
Yeah, his dex
is
higher.
Oh, that's right,
yeah, you both rolled 12s, but his dex is higher. Right. You are restrained, or you're blinded and restrained, so I'm pretty sure it's a disadvantage, but you need to roll me an escape. So, acrobatics or athletics.
You are inspired.
There you go.
Athletics. I'm going to do my spire.
Mm-hmm. And you are at disadvantage.
For the athletics?
Yeah, because you are restrained. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that would be 20. It's the lowest.
Ooh.
Because I rolled 8 on that inspiration.
Oh, wow. Man. Are you up to D8s now?
Oh.
On your inspiration?
I'm not sure. I think it might be 6s.
I'm pretty sure it's a D6.
My bad. No, I told you wrong.
15.
Can we check just to see when that changes?
I don't think you're at that. I don't think 4 is where it changes.
Yeah.
You might have more of them, but I don't think you go up to D8s. I don't think yet. But that would be good to know. Stonebold, you see a fist come out of this thing's like stomach of moss, and Flynn pulls himself out as Bork slides off to the side.
Next level, dang it. Sorry.
So you have extracted yourself. You're in the water.
You should make all the noises Jim Carrey makes when he births himself from the rhino.
It's very much like that, except you landed face first in mucky water. Dave.
Okay.
Use fire!
Well, did we determine that create bonfire worked inside water?
Don't put it inside water. Put it inside the mound. He's got a maw. I mean, 10 by 10 maw.
He did. Sure.
Homeboy just climbed out a hole.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, range 60 feet. I think I'm still 10, 20. 30. Yeah, I'm still close enough.
Okay.
So he rolls a dex save.
He real good at those.
DC 15.
Nope. I rolled an 11.
All right, then he will take a good old D8.
Fire damage?
Yes.
Burning rage.
Or do I get one?
6.
How does my magic missile wand recharge work? Do I have to roll for that?
That's a good reminder. I do have to
rub it vigorously.
You begin to smell like wet burning leaves.
Mm.
As you see it get
kindle.
Wet burning leaves.
I take his new smell generation as a threat to my masculinity and crap my pants. No one else smells me.
As someone who is a who has mastered the arcane arts, you feel as if that wasn't as effective as you thought it might have been, Dave.
Ah, hell.
Fudge.
What do I do to recharge my magic missile wand?
Rub it vigorously.
Like, I mean, when we rested.
When you rested, you should have rolled.
Every magic missile wand comes with a refractory period. Yours may or may not be greater than others.
I have a wand of web.
You have to wait 20 minutes.
You can't touch it. It's sensitive. Firmly grasp the base to ensure a turgid wand and rub it vigorously until missiles are ejaculated towards the enemy. Lucas, you do what you wish with that part.
Lane
I
it.
Think a remix is in the works.
It's just a dubstep of me saying ejaculate over and over again. Womp, womp. Firmly grasp the base. Womp, womp. Charge it, ejaculate. Womp, womp.
How many charges did you have, Fudge?
I've used 4.
Oh, man.
So you've used 4 of its 7.
Yes.
Roll a d6.
Roll a d6.
3.
You get 3 charges back.
Yeah, look at that.
Wait, why do you get 3 charges back?
Because he didn't recharge it from this morning.
Oh,
he didn't entirely burn it out.
Yeah, you only have to roll a d20 if you burn it out. Otherwise, you pretty much just have magic missiles.
There is a Salvation Army truck backing down your street.
I saw that.
Are they for Jimmy John's?
They're delivering Flint's sub.
They felt bad, so they gave you guys a free order of sub.
Are you still hurting?
It's the length of the
what?
Truck.
Are you still hurting? I'm okay.
I mean, if I get another double attack, I'm down.
Okay. But I'll just go ahead and heal you again.
Okay.
I'll just do a level 1 cure wounds.
Okay.
Ooh. 7 HP. Sorry, not a lot. And then I will,
7's a decent number for us.
I'll go ahead and inspire you again.
You're inspired. Don't worry, I'll inspire myself to hit it. It's fine.
Now.
You can do it.
No, you always get advantage and stuff, so I didn't think you needed it.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
You're giving me advantage now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Bring it.
Oh, yeah. No. It that's the plan.
It has been brought in. 17 is what you got to roll.
Rolled really poorly on that one. The first arm just swings and you just easily duck, as it was a very terrible advantage of 2 sixes.
Like a water ballerina.
Like a water ballerina.
18 should hit, though.
Yep. Just barely.
So it goes swinging past you. You dodge it easily. Give it a little... And the other one comes around and bashes you upside the head.
Up from in the water, just right between the old legs.
Oh, no.
He's fondling my bits.
That's 10 damage right to the old nutsack.
Ooh, baby.
Wham! And again, it just...
No one bless me.
Stone Bold, would you like to return fire?
I don't know if no has ever been the answer to that question.
Returning fire.
Yup.
Great balls of fire.
20.
I was say, that looks pretty good from here. Yeah, it's a big old thing.
Yeah. 12. No, I'm sorry, 22. I'm only adding the 5. I gotta add the 10 after that. So 7 plus 15 is 22. Great weapon mastery, man.
Yeah.
Level
that's
1 for a
great.
Human.
That's
great. It's necessary to fight random encounters.
Bork?
It's necessary. Alright.
Just net box.
Yep. Flurry of blurs.
Alrighty.
You are
first one coming in at 17.
A disadvantage.
4.
You're still restrained, right?
No, he's not restrained. He pulled himself out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's good.
His pull 17. Out
17 will hit.
Right out from all.
25.
Yeah.
And 18.
Yep. You punch a giant tree plant thing.
Tree plant thing.
Punch it in his tree nuts.
What? Tree nuts?
I might be allergic to him.
19 damage.
Jesus Christ.
Boom, boom. I'm going to blow my hand and give it the Ric Flair chops across the chest.
Just over. Woo! Over again.
Woo! Woo!
Don't be over here.
Piece of bark flying off.
Fonz is just doing the point to you.
Oh!
Hype my hand. yeah, it, you, somehow with the Ric Flair slaps, you're like seeing bits of wood and stuff, just, it's just judo chopping things into pieces. It's falling apart before your eyes.
I am so offended.
What?
I am a black belt and has talked to Grady about judo for countless hours, and you still don't know there's not a judo chop.
Okay.
There is if you want to get penalized.
Okay. There is no legal judo chop.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
Ooh.
I see somebody on a judo mat just Ric Flair slaps somebody else, and the judge just throws up the 1 point.
It was the wound that did it.
Yeah. That's a victory. That's a perfect throw right there.
Yeah. Whose turn is it? It's Nolan.
I'll go.
I am casting magic missile, which means he gets hit.
I think he's been resistant to magic so far.
Well, this is force damage, and I rolled max. So 15. 15 force damage.
It's pretty impressive.
That was a good roll.
Yeah.
That was a very good roll.
I keep forgetting your D4s look like that.
Yeah, they do look funny.
They're pretty cool, though.
I like them.
Pop, pop, pop. At least they get a sense of rolling as opposed to the triangles or the, yep. the pyramids are just
dropping. Exactly. Exactly.
Paul Slayman. You see old Nolan King song, pop, 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 and this thing is looking the worse for wear. It really just wanted that snack and to run off underwater, and you guys are not letting that happen.
No snack for you.
I give him a tummy ache. I'm too rich.
You're going to have nightmares now. You can't eat something that rich before bed.
Before dead.
Yeah.
Oh, got him.
I'll make compost eat.
Red Dead Redemption.
I'll use four charges of my magic missile wand to follow Nolan's lead.
Are you out now?
No.
What did you use before?
I just got four back.
You had three back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but so, don't burn that thing out.
No, but so I have seven charges. I had one charge used. So now I'm using four, so five of seven.
Five of six, because you didn't recharge it all the way.
No, but I have seven total, and I only had the one charge.
I don't know anything about the numbers. I just want
to... So this will be my fifth of seventh charge.
Cool.
For my wand.
Go nuts.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I just roll this like... Okay, I don't know how
to... How many do you need? Is it just three? Is it a basic magic missile?
Basic. You said four charges. I don't know what that means.
I'm using a wand with four charges, so do I do four magic missiles? Right? Do I need one more? How's magic missile work?
I don't remember how the wand
three
works.
Plus one per charge.
That's what I thought.
So he's firing three missiles and then one additional missile per charge expended?
So one charge will get him three missiles.
Okay.
Two charges will get him four. Three, five.
He wanted to blow four charges. Can you blow
so
four
that
charges?
Will be six total missiles.
So right, three, so four.
That's four.
I need two more. How dead was this looking? I think I used too many charges.
I think you're probably using more charges than you can. Keep going, though. I like it.
Well, here's one.
Okay. Quick, roll him before the DM catches you.
I need one more D4. Oh, now he's gone. Josh, you got a D4?
Just roll those quick. Reroll one of them.
I can't read it.
For one charge, you cast the first level version of the spell.
Which is three?
Right.
Okay.
You can increase the spell slot level by each additional charge.
Okay.
So if you're spending four,
right.
So that's a fifth level magic missile.
It's a fifth level magic missile.
So roll one more.
So that's 1 point. Reroll it.
Okay.
Plus three. So one plus three, four, five, seven, nine, 12, plus one per dart.
Plus five, so 17. You almost managed to do the opposite of what he did with his.
Oh.
You got as low as possible almost.
Oh, 17 damage.
It was fairly average.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay. And that means you now have...
two charges left on my wand.
You've used four plus one.
One was remaining, and then there's seven total, so I have two charges left.
But you didn't recharge your wand.
Yes, I did. That was what I rolled a d6 for, and I got three charges.
And you got three charges. So.
Right, so there was one charge left that I had not... I have two charges left. Holy crap.
How is one plus three?
Okay, I had used four charges total yesterday. I recharged three charges, so I had one remaining left.
So he had six total, and he spent five. He has one left.
No, my wand has seven total.
Right, but you didn't recharge it to max.
Okay, so yes.
Quick math.
Thank you, Dave. You have one charge left. That's
five.
What I'm trying to
do. Okay, I thought I had two, but either way, it's done for the day.
You have one charge.
I'm not going to use it anymore.
I'm just making sure you realize the D6 is to recharge.
Right.
So you didn't recharge it all the way. Recuperate. You hit it with some magic missile.
Yes, anything cool happen.
You hit it with some magic missile.
It's very cool.
It roars. It's unhappy. It's still really mad at Josh.
I hit my button.
It swings at your open nuts.
Little to the left.
19?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure 25 will hit.
Yep. No, that one doesn't. 19 did. I got that. I got the Medicaid donut thing going on with my armor class.
It hits with both attacks. 32 damage.
Sweet. Oh, Jesus.
It hits you. It wraps one vine around your ghibli bits. It wraps another vine around your throat. And it pulls you bits. Into its maw. All
right. And there's no opposing strength check to the initial pull.
No.
Okay.
It pulls you in. You in its maw. But all it right. doesn't happen until its next round. So there's going to be some chances.
Obviously. Oh, okay.
Basically, your turn now.
Okay.
So, it gives you your. It gives me your escape. So you are blind and deafened. So you're blind, deafened, and deaf
when I'm in his maw. Because right now I'm just tentacled.
No, as part of the hit, he hit, and you go in.
Oh, so I'm in him now.
Yes.
Okay.
So you are inside its maw. All right. So you're rolling at disadvantage. Athletics or acrobatics to escape.
Got it. I'm raging, so I have advantage. So I'm going to roll one dice instead of two.
That seems perfectly legitimate. The shambling mound pulls the giant barbarian into its face. I assume he will then punch his way back out.
That's the point. Nomicon.
15.
It's close, but get out.
No cigar.
You're like,
I was too close.
Yeah, DC 14 to escape. You see, you get birthed out the other side.
I just imagine he starts pulling me in. I'm like, fine, I'll go out the other way.
You're like, hey, there's this convenient hole here. Bork.
Intestine stretch, right?
I'm on.
As you see him sliver out the other side. Oh. Being inside the stomach is no bueno. 2d8 plus 4 damage every turn you're in there that you don't make the save.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a little nasty if he can hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's we'll just pop him with that flurry.
Sure.
Oogie and how that
pop him blows.
28
does hit, yes. He cannot move away very easily.
A 17?
17 will hit.
I'm out on the other side. Can I use your nice dice? Your nice d4s?
For what?
Oh, he wants d4s? Your nice d4s. Where did Fox go?
How many do you need?
Phone caller.
Two.
Get him.
It'll be 14 damage.
Oof. Jeez. Five strength, man.
Pop, pop!
The dice damage isn't a lot for the punches, but that modifier is.
Yeah, no kidding. I like it. The moss and stuff is just, this thing is starting to look, you can't say skin and bones, but droopy moss and branches, and right. Most of the branches are broken. It roars with each punch.
He's looking twigs and leaves over
it's
here.
It's only droopy because it's cold.
Yeah.
Nolan Kingsong.
Get him. Hit him with your swing axe spell.
Other ones seem to be too far away. I'll take out my crossbow and fire that.
All right.
It's like I come out the other side. Oof, you didn't hit me. Okay.
Just no good. It was an 8 to hit.
Man, how much of a dick do I want to be since he missed in melee combat?
Well, rules as written.
Yeah, an 8 is still competent. What's your modifier?
If it were a 1.
For what?
For your, what's your modifier plus for your 10. Attack? Okay, yeah. You're competent enough to have missed. Missed.
Would have literally missed the broadside of a barn on that one.
So do we want to, it's Fadre's turn. Do we want to make him use the last charge on his magic missile?
No.
I will let him, because somebody's already used the spire, right?
Yeah.
Fadre's going to hold his action for something interesting.
Yeah!
Thanks, Fadre.
Do that holding.
Hold yourself!
I don't get advantage on Josh because he didn't attack his last turn. He escaped. You came out the other side, though?
Isn't that what we discussed?
Yeah. No, that's fine. No, I'm trying to decide if the Shambling Mound is clearly not intelligent. It was trying for a snack. I don't know if it would attack you or not. It might go after Flynn.
Right.
Because it is... Yeah, it's really not clever. So I'm going to assume
if it's dumb and dying, it might just run away.
It might, but I'd rather try and smack the shit out of you guys a couple more times.
Right.
Flynn! Because it might just go, hey, I ate that thing, having no idea it came out the backside. I'm going to eat this other thing.
Straight through me.
17 hit?
There are so many smacks.
I'm not paying attention to why my anus is on fire.
Two more! Uh, 30 damage from both thorns hitting you right in the face as it draws you in. It thinks it's been successful. This is the third meal it's had in the last four rounds.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Stonebolt.
Okay. All
right. I will hit it.
Okay.
15.
15 is just enough to hit it.
I roll 15 on both of them. 21. I haven't been adding my damage from the last two rounds for rage. I forgot about it. But I got it this time. For you.
Hey.
So as the shambling mound pulls in Bork one last time, it raises its maw up to swallow you whole. And you, like, get about halfway down as Stonebold cleaves what little neck this thing has. And you kind of just come out the other side as you slide down its back. And all the brambles just sort of disperse in the water.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners.